What are you afraid of? We saw It this past weekend at the Indy Museum IMAX. It was incredible. And if you don't know much about It, well, we can catch you up. The clown Pennywise, kind of a killer clown, preys on these kids' fears and whatever they're afraid of. He kind of like presents himself as that. So wondering, what are you afraid of? For me, I'm afraid of the dark. Alex is afraid of like actually going to a Chick-fil-A, which she loves, but like the butt fries, she calls them, like the little nubby parts.
It is a very polarizing subject. Do you like butt fries or do you not? Some people do, some people don't. I'm one of the no's.
I don't think people love, like, I don't say, hey, can you give me some extra butt?
But their regular fries are my favorite. My mom actually prefers the butt fries.
She's a booty fry kind of lady.
She is.
Mommy's booty fries.
Mommy's booty fries.
She better eat the booty fry like groceries. Okay. Live the web, girl. What are people saying in our Joe and Alex Show Twitter for what they're afraid of?
Katie said, on a serious note, I'm terrified of butterflies more than anything else. So
what?
I guess Pennywise would transform into that.
What the heck? I love butterflies. I used to catch them when I was little and put them in jars and make a mate, and then I would release them. I did. My grandma made me a custom butterfly net, and I planted honeysuckle plants just to attract them.
Honey.
I was hardcore.
I feel dumb, but like, do butterflies like, like, is that how they do it? Like dogs?
Yeah.
Well, they
exactly.
should freak you out. That thing used to be a worm. Why did it turn into a butterfly?
What is it now? 317-239-1009. Lindsay's on the Joe and Alex Show. What are you afraid of, Lindsay?
Okay, so I am scared of everything, to be honest. But two of my biggest fears are drowning, which is really odd because I was a swimmer from, like, elementary school all the way into high school. And then my other fear is glass dolls.
Glass dolls?
Yes. Not like see-through glass, but like their heads were like made of glass, or I don't really know exactly. When I was younger.
Porcelain?
Oh, porcelain dolls.
Porcelain dolls. Yeah, that's what I mean. So when I used to be scared of the Chucky movie when I was younger,
sure.
And my mom bought me all these porcelain dolls. I don't know why. I didn't play with them. And my dad would be like, hey, mom wants you in the kitchen. So I'd go in there because I would turn them all around so they wouldn't face me.
Uh-huh.
And he'd be like,
creepy.
Hey, mom wants you. Well, then he would go in there when I would leave and he would either put them in my bed or he would flip them around the opposite direction that I had them. And I would be like freaking out because I couldn't stand them. I hated them.
Did you ever freak out like worrying that maybe one of those porcelain dolls would like pull you down and you start drowning? That would be so scary. It's terrible. Thank you, Lindsay, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
Bless her heart. She says drowning.
Drowning, yeah.
We all say weird words a little funny.
Yeah, especially you, giraffe.
Yeah,
hey,
giraffe.
Whatever.
Gucci man.
Gucci man.
I have recovered. I'm a rehabilitated man.
My biggest fear is the Gucci man underneath my bed.
Brittany's on the Joe and Alex Show. What is your thing that you're afraid of?
I am terrified of trains.
Why?
I don't know. It's been like an unrealistic fear that I have that it's like going to jump off the train track or something and get me somehow. I don't know. It's
have
just
you ever
like
been on one?
Like chase you down?
No.
Choo-choo.
I won't ride one. Like, I won't. If I have to stop and there's a train in front of me, like railroad tracks, and it's crossing, I will stop like 30 feet back.
Whoa.
And cars,
Thomas the Tank Engine is the devil.
Right? I swear, I start crying and hyperventilating and everything.
Oh, bless your heart. I rode a train to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, my gosh, no. I can't think about getting on one. Like, I don't even want to see one go by. It's roll up my windows so I don't hear the sound, nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. So that's a good one, my fear, I guess.
Does it scare you?
Does it scare you?
It scares me more than anything in the whole world.
Thomas had to stop. Oh, I thought we were going to get the Thomas song, just the intro of it. Hey, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Thanks.
I can totally see that. It's kind of irrational, but it's a fear that you're afraid of. Let's talk to Nick. Nick, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What are you afraid of?
This may sound weird and crazy, but back about 10 years ago, I deployed to Iraq.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. I was 20 years old when I went over and everything like that. And after the deployment, when I got home, I suffer from PTSD and survivor's guilt and everything. But my biggest fear about all of that is I don't sleep at night really well because I'm afraid if I fall asleep, I'm going to wake back up in Iraq.
Yeah.
Wow.
In the middle of the war.
That is scary.
Dude, that is intense.
Yes, like Joe said, thank you, though, for your service. But I would be scared, too.
It's just the biggest fear that I have. I anything else, I could care less about spiders, trains, and everything like that. It's just waking back up in Iraq, knowing that I've already been through it.
Yeah.
Well, Nick mentioned.
So it's weird, but coping mechanism that I've had is actually my wife. Is I met her after the war. So anything that happened before I went to Iraq and everything like that, I don't know if it's real because I've already known them beforehand.
Yeah.
But anything after it is like, okay, I know I'm still moving forward in life and I'm not stuck in this limbo where I'm probably still in Iraq.
Wow, man. That's powerful. Nick, man, thank you for sharing this morning. Seriously, we really appreciate your service and for sharing that story. You have a good day, bud.
Thanks. Talk to you guys later.
Hey, thank you so much.
And Stephanie on Twitter says she's scared of ladybugs. Just thinking about it makes her skin crawl.
What?
And then another weird one. Carissa says, I am scared of statues and being under bridges. Yes, I'm weird. I know. LOL.
Under a bridge? I've never heard of that.
Well, like if it collapses on you, that could be kind of scary.
Yeah, and statues is interesting.
Those Confederate statues.
Bring yeah, them down.
She's scared of those.
Bring them down right now. Thank you so much. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Let us know what you're afraid of.